The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A lady from Argentina cries out to us in America and says, quote, "We pray you people of the United States, stand up. Hold on, for we are counting on you to defend our freedom." Does that not make you feel a great responsibility? It certainly should. While we go about enjoying our prosperous lifestyles, the rest of the world longs for the opportunity to be able to compete in the marketplace without the interference of an oppressive government. While we use our abundant free time for every conceivable pleasure known to man, the rest of the world only dreams of having a work day that didn't last from daylight to dark every day. While we use our freedom to frequent golf courses, ball games, and shopping malls, most people on earth long for enough freedom just to teach their children how to keep soul and body together. Am I saying prosperity is wrong? No. Is liberty wrong? No. They are gifts from Almighty God. But how we use them can easily be wrong. Liberty and prosperity are not about our pleasure and comfort. They are about getting the truth, the gospel, to the next generation and to whomever else we can in our short stay here on earth. The Bible says, "Redeem the time, because the days are evil." Perhaps you're wondering what the gospel has to do with getting liberty to the world. Civil liberty always follows personal biblical liberty. The Bible says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Since our sin in the Garden of Eden, all of history is the struggle against satanic forces to get the truth into the human mind. Because whoever gets the mind, gets the nation. Because our pilgrim forefathers understood this, from the Bible, that civil liberty was the gift of God through the gospel of Christ, they established biblical, educational, economic, and governmental institutions. Those institutions taught, funded, and protected by law the liberty of future generations to hear the truth. That is the only reason for our current liberty and prosperity in America. And much of that liberty still stands, even though our current education system has been eroding it for over 80 years now. Because God has gifted us with the liberty and the means to promote and defend that liberty, Americans are the ones responsible for world freedom. Hear it from the heart of one who had been in prison for 14 years in a communist prison simply because he spoke the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear it from one whose body bore the scars of the torture of that oppressive government. Hear the bleeding heart cry of Richard Wormbrand. He said, quote, "Every freedom-loving man has two fatherlands, his own and America. Today, America is the hope of every enslaved man because it is the last bastion of freedom in the world. Only America has the power and spiritual resources to stand as a barrier between militant communism, and I might add any other ism, and the people of the world," he said. "It is the last dike holding back the rampaging floodwaters of communism. If it crumples, there is no other dike, no other line of defense to fall back upon. America is the last hope of millions of enslaved peoples. I've seen fellow prisoners in communist prisons beaten, tortured, and with 50 pounds of chains on their legs, praying for America," he says, "that the dike will not crumple, that it will remain free." End of quote. Are you living to get the truth to the world? Or are you living for pleasure, prestige, and possessions? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.